Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, joined now by three members of the Norwalk Boys soccer team after a big victory tonight in the state quarterfinals, and they are...
I'm Jacoby Robbins, I'm a junior, and I'm the goalkeeper.
Tegan Kralik, junior, midfielder.
Jace Downing, sophomore, center back.
Tough win tonight over Indianola, ends up 3-1, but it was a lot closer than that. You're down 1-0, 49 seconds into the match. Maybe it took you off guard just a little bit there, a little bit of a jab to the face, but you guys recovered from it. Just tell me about having to deal with falling behind that quickly.
You know, that's obviously not how we wanted to start, but I knew we were the better team, and if we just played our game, we were still in it throughout the entire game.
Obviously very difficult, but it's very easy to put your heads in after getting scored on less than a minute in, but we all had that championship mentality, kept on going.
Yeah, for the first 5 minutes, we had to get the nerves out, and then we started playing our game, and it went good from there.
So it stays 1-0 until halftime, and about 15 minutes into the second half, it's still 1-0, but it seemed like out of the gates in the second half, you guys started to take control a little bit more. You started to get back to that Norwalk possession type of game. What changed in the second half, do you feel?
I think we settled in. We got all the nerves out in the first half. We realized towards the end of the first half that we were, as long as we play our game, we're the better team, and I think we just showed that the whole second half.
Yeah, we just understood that we couldn't self-destruct despite the circumstances around us. We knew that first half we had wind going against us, so second half we had it with us. We knew they didn't have a ton of subs, so we had to run them out as much as we could, just doing everything that we could. It's on our home field, got to defend it.
Yeah, like you said, the first half they were getting tired, and we noticed coming out in the second half they were all fatigued and they weren't ready, and we came out strong and we took advantage of it.
Jojo Amisi in particular was very much a standout in that first half. Did you guys do anything differently to try to counter him a little bit and take him away in the second half? Hey, go ahead, Tegan.
I ended up having to man mark him a lot of the game. We know that he's very, very dangerous on the dribble, so it was a lot of trying to get him to force it back. Don't dive in. Don't let him do what he wants because he's a very dangerous player.
Jace, anything to add to that?
Not much. They did a great job.
So 24-47 left in the ball game. You're still down 1-0. Tegan, you get the Warriors on the board. It was kind of a scrum there. Ended up getting a pretty good, I think it was the left foot on it, and able to finally put one in.
Yeah, it was... I was exhausted at that point, running all over the field, but I knew at that point I couldn't let up, I couldn't let go, so I kept on doing everything I could, getting in that chance, and just had to fight, really, really fight for that goal. And then after that, it was like a second wave. I felt a lot better, and I'm pretty sure a lot of us felt that as well, because we really came out with a lot of passion from that point.
Yeah, I want to hear from you other two about that. When you got the game tied, did it feel like the momentum was yours at that point?
Yes, it 100% did. It felt like the weight and pressure were off our shoulders and we could just go and attack it. Once that first game through, the floodgates opened, we just kept going.
Yeah, and we just felt like, we just felt it was easy from there.
So then you get the go-ahead goal with 10 minutes left. I think Eli Scava was able to knock that one in. And Tegan, you had some pretty good corner kicks there in that second half. It took a while for you guys to get corners, but once you started getting them, that helped a lot as well.
Yeah, we got no corners in the first half, and then really not too many in the second half, but we were able to capitalize really quickly. I think it was the second one. Even though it was a left side corner, had to take with my left foot, which isn't as easy, we still ended up going well, and Eli Scava just had passion. He just really wanted to get there, and he got that.
And Tavin Ferner, of course, knocks in the insurance goal with 26 seconds to go to make it 3-1. You're feeling great at that time, and now it's 3 years in a row the team has advanced to the state semifinal round. You'll go to MediaCom Stadium on Thursday. How good does it feel to get to this point once again?
It feels great, but job's not finished yet. We still got two games left, and then our goal is obviously to win state.
Yeah, our coaches told us soon after a little bit of celebrating, of course. We can't celebrate too much. We got a mission ahead of us. We really want this, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. I was nervous first state game, but now that we're going into our next game after a win, it feels good.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk soccer players Jacoby Robbins, Tegan Kralik, and Jace Downing on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. What was it like playing a state tournament game on your home field tonight?
It was great. The atmosphere was amazing. Like, there's always a good atmosphere with people, but at home it felt like the whole city was here. The stands were filled. It was just a great feeling.
Yeah, it's just... you really get a ton of people out, and it just makes the entire environment just amazing. That's one of the most incredible environment games I've ever played in my life. I'm never going to forget this experience.
Yeah, just seeing all my friends and family be here, I was able to just look at them and smile at them once we win the game.
What's one thing each of you want to do better on Thursday than you did tonight?
I think we should like start out hotter, because at the start we were a little nervous. It didn't go our way, but if we can just start off strong, I know we're gonna do great.
Yeah, definitely echoing that, but also just control the game more. Maybe score a little sooner. It was rough going into half, being down 0-1.
Yeah, just can't be nervous. Got to have more fun than worry about what's going to happen at the start of the game.
All right, that's Norwalk soccer players Jacoby Robbins, Tegan Kralik, and Jace Downing on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Congratulations, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Back on today's Lely Radio Sports page with Norwalk boys soccer coach Dustin Kralik following the Warriors' 3-1 win tonight over Indianola in the state quarters. You're on your home field. Got behind early, but the guys stuck with it and end up getting the win. How's it feel to advance back to the semifinals through the third year in a row?
Yeah, I mean, it feels great. That was a rough start, but it was a really mature performance from our team. They didn't get rattled. We started a little shaky, but it was almost like that kind of woke us back up. And from then, we really settled in and got back into our game. So really proud of the guys for fighting through a little bit of adversity and then finishing the job.
Because that's got to be tough. 49 seconds in, and you give up a header goal like that. Seems like out of nowhere. They really came out tough, Indianola did, and that's impressive for your guys to not let that get them down.
Yeah, and they pressed really hard, and then to limit them the rest of the game was, they're a really dynamic attack. I don't know that we see another team in the state tournament more dynamic than what they've got in their playmakers, and so to not give any more opportunities beyond that was an outstanding effort from our team overall defensively.
And really it kind of took till the second half when you started to get that momentum going. Did you make some good adjustments at halftime? Jojo Amisi was really controlling the midfield there, and it seemed like he wasn't as much of a factor in the second half.
Yeah, I don't know that it was really any adjustments we've made as much as just reiterating our scouting report. And, I think our fitness came into play a little bit. Tegan really played hard and worked hard defensively on him, and his fitness really shone through in those moments. But it was just reiterating what we had talked about in our scout and what we needed to do, and the guys stepped up and did it.
Inside 25 minutes, you finally get that first goal. Tegan able to knock it in, kind of out of scrum situation there. And then eventually Eli with 10 minutes left. Knocks one in, and then finally Tavin with the insurance goal. Just kind of talk about how you were able to score there down the stretch.
Yeah, it was a lot of just, we didn't have any corners in the first half, which tells us we're not really getting the end line and not doing some of those things that are important to us. And we did a better job of doing that and creating those opportunities and earning corners, earning balls from and getting crosses into the box. And when that happens, in those scrambles, we found ways to get on the end of it.
What did you think of playing on the home field in the state tournament game?
Playing at home is great, and it was a great crowd. Both communities brought a huge group, and so from that perspective, it was a lot of fun. And it was a lot of pressure on us to protect the home field. Would have been terrible to lose a state tournament game at home. So loved the experience one time. I wouldn't be sad if we didn't ever have to do it again, and we get to get back to having a state tournament as a group of teams together to celebrate the achievement.
Well, last year you played at Drake Stadium in the semifinals. This year you're at Mediacom Stadium in Des Moines, just down the road. Excited opportunity here for the kids. They get another shot at Iowa City Liberty. A lot of them remember losing to them in the state championship 2 years ago. It's a different team. Both teams are way different, but what do you think of that opportunity?
Well, and we're not set on Liberty yet. It depends on the result of the DCG game still, because they're going to reseed after the quarters. So it could be if DCG loses, Liberty would slide up to the one and we'd become the two and then see Urbandale or Spencer. But either way, we didn't get a play at Mediacom last year. And we're looking forward to the space out there and the ability to, it's a festive environment for the state tournament, and the space affords us to play the style we want to play, and I think gives us an advantage over the other teams we'll see.
How much confidence do you have in your team now getting this one out of the way?
A lot of confidence. We've known from the beginning of the year that we were going to be tested. We knew there was going to be some adversity, and we saw that, and we competed in every game we were in. There were some games we shouldn't have lost that we did, and some tough moments that we went through, but it all culminated in the end of the season, and we're really feel like we're starting to peak at the right time, and this team's got all the ingredients to make that run.
That's Norwalk boys soccer coach Dustin Kralik after his team's 3-1 state tournament win over Indianola tonight. Thanks for your time. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.